Welcome back to another new NACE International podcast. My name is Ben Dubose. I'm a staff writer with NACE Publications, and today we're continuing our materials performance interview series, diving into the COVID-19 crisis and what it means for the corrosion control industry. Today, we've got a great guest to help us do that. His name is Jerry Lastavica, and he is the CEO of Flexitalic. Jerry, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. And before we get into some of your company's recent initiatives, I want to give you an opportunity to explain to our audience where you guys are based, what you do. For anyone that isn't that familiar with Flexitalic, give us a little bit of background, starting with where you're based and what it is that you guys produce.
So we're based in Deer Park, Texas. They are basically a company that's been around since 108 years. We're the inventors of the spiral long gasket. We participate in upstream oil and gas, downstream oil and gas, power, petrochemical, nuclear, mining, anywhere where there's opportunities where there's high pressure and high temperature is where we really play in a field at. We're strongly based with engineering solutions. We're a global company with companies in China, the UK, the Middle East, France, Mexico, and Canada. So wherever there might be needs for refining, petrochem, high pressure, high temperature applications, that's where you would see Flexitalic at.
So what's different? We're talking on Thursday, April 30th. What's different now compared to 2 months ago at the company at the end of February? Certainly, social distancing, physical distancing, however you want to refer to it, that's become a way of life for a lot of us throughout this current pandemic. Just from a logistical perspective, I know Flexitalic is an essential business, but explain how things are different on a day-to-day basis for you all at your company.
Well, that's a great question. So the world has changed drastically for us. One of our biggest strong points is obviously we deal with end users on a direct basis, and we work that relationships through our end users and through our distribution. Through that, we do a lot of specification work. We do a lot of problem solving. We do a lot of field work. We meet with people throughout the refining, petrochem, power. And when that was taken away, we're no longer able to visit our customers. We had to come up with a way to still be able to keep our stronghold. So we have products that our competition doesn't have. We have sealing solutions that are unique solely to us. And for us not to be able to be visible to the customers and see them is a big game changer for us. So we had to really start thinking out of the box. My vice president, Scott Long, my marketing manager, Luis Gonzalez, we started thinking of ways how we could still make impact with our customers, but not actually seeing them and visiting them face-to-face. So we basically went with a virtual approach. So we still make sales calls, but we either do them by phone or we have blue team meetings where we're able to meet with our customers to discuss specific needs that they have during these uncertain times. So they still have needs where they have high temperature, high pressure, critical services they need to do, and we're able to be able to supply the solutions for them during this time by doing virtual meetings. So we set up meetings, go over the problems that they have, whether it's our salespeople or our engineers. We're working closely with them to do that. In conjunction, to stay safe in our environment, we've tried to limit the amount of people that come into our manufacturing facility. So all of our support groups, whether it's order entry, customer service, accounting, we basically have them set up where they work remotely from home. Computers are wonderful technology that we have now, so we're able to have our people work from home, answer their telephones there. Seamlessly, we're able to have virtual meetings with our manufacturing people, make sure that we get our items out on time. In fact, we started doing virtual training. So we have a lot of customers that need help with installation of gaskets, how to install them, what kind of problem solving that they'd be looking at or troubleshooting that they might have. We're also providing that to our end users. So during some downtimes when there's not a lot of maintenance and activity going on, there's still time for training. We've been able to do that. So we've been very successful with all of those approaches. Our key customers are they're excited that we're able to do it. And obviously we're staying in the loop and being able to react on a very quick basis when needed.
Besides your traditional business, one thing that you've done, or traditional clients, I should say, one new thing with Flexitalic is your cooperation with the city of Houston. These days, COVID-19 testing is at the forefront of so many things because it indirectly touches on everything that we're able to do, at least physically these days. I know you all have been working with the city of Houston, their laboratory that does some of this testing. Explain your initiative, because this is pretty cool, the way you guys are sort of helping them stay safe as they do the all-important duty of trying to ramp up testing and hopefully isolate people in the community who are sick.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things we first started doing, obviously, when we see the community getting together, and whether they're making face shields or other technology that we have, we pushed ourselves to say, okay, how can we help? How can we make a difference? Obviously, we provide gas heating for petrochem refining and that end of it, but we wanted to help the everyday stuff, the medical side of the business. Well, so one of our expertise is we have a clean room where we do projects and we manufacture gaskets for oxygen service. We're able to perform tasks of making sure that a gasket is dirt-free and that there's no contaminants on it. So we are able to build barriers to ensure that the gasket doesn't get contaminated for oxygen use services. So we took that technology. We had an opportunity. One of the testing facilities was concerned about when the test results come in and they're using that product and they were dropping off the samples to them. They had no way to protect themselves from that. So our team of engineers came up with a design to be able to put a barrier that would protect the employees from the samples actually coming in, and then put in a release door so they could take in the samples when they needed them and not feel contaminated or be able to be exposed to something that might cause them some illness. So we've done that at two locations, and we're looking for more opportunities whenever that arises.
What's the feedback then? I assume it's been working for them as planned?
Oh, the customer was real. We didn't charge for it. We did it on just good service basis. But the feedback was phenomenal for us. They couldn't be more pleased. We told them, please let us know who else needs this. And we would be glad to share our expertise and continue to do it anywhere we can.
That's great to hear. That's a really feel-good story. Transitioning to a topic that's not quite as feel good, especially for those of us at NACE. I'm guessing a lot of our listeners may be aware that the annual corrosion conference has been postponed. It was supposed to be in the middle of March, which of course is when this pandemic really broke out here in the United States. Currently, it's on the books for June. We'll see if that moves forward. But I know for you guys at Flexitalic in particular, that was a bit of a downer because you guys were ready to introduce a new line of isolation gaskets. You've talked about what you guys supply to the industry. And I know in 2020, you guys have some new products, some new developments that you're working on, that you're looking to introduce. So to those listening on this podcast, what have you guys been working on? And at some point when we resume physical meetings, what is it that you have that you're going to be able to introduce to the corrosion control industry?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It's been a downer for a lot of opportunities that we had, especially we're very looking forward to the NACE conference. We're excited about a new product that we have. It's isolation gaskets. We have seen that industry for quite some time. We're familiar with the sealing element of it, and we felt that there were some opportunities where we could really shine. So we were taking that existing technology and bringing it to a next level where there was some materials and performance that we can bring that no one else has. So we were looking for, especially in a high temperature, high pressure application where there's a definite niche for it. We're certainly excited to look, bring that out at that conference, which we thought was the absolute perfect time because the amount of exposure NACE has. But I'm hoping in June we'll be able to do it. It's a bit of a setback. We're doing some virtual stuff, but obviously that's our big launch, is try to use NACE program for that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing this is something where, of course, you're able to do virtual meetings. You discussed that earlier, but there are some things, especially when it's new, I'm guessing that's when it's especially important to be able to show people physically. Because when you're dealing with something that maybe they haven't seen, at least from you before, is that the type of dynamic where you really want to be able to do that physically as opposed to showing them a link on a website or a video?
Absolutely. You know, I believe a picture's worth a thousand words. So it's a touch feel type thing. Gaskets are something that you want to hold and be rigid, and you need to understand how they work. Great to see a picture, but it doesn't do it justice to see how the actual components work, how they're put together, and how they might perform for you and the needs that you have. So it's critical to have face-to-face meetings on that, to understand it, to grab it, to touch and feel, and then experience it into the actual application that they're using it for.
As we start to hopefully move beyond COVID with treatments, eventually a vaccine, whatever the future holds, in Texas, where we're both based, the stay-at-home order expires tonight, actually, and some businesses, I know y'all are essential, so you've been in operation, but some businesses begin opening at limited capacity tomorrow. That's Friday, May 1st. As we eventually move beyond COVID, another big factor that I know the industry is watching is the impact of low oil prices. And of course, that's related to COVID because prices are down in part because of reduced demand, people not traveling as much due to the current pandemic. You've touched on the oil and gas industry a few times as far as it being a traditional client for you all. What is the impact for Flexitalic in regards to the current low oil prices? And is there hope that maybe as the impact subsides and demand for driving comes back up a little bit, that maybe there's a bounce back in the oil market as we get towards the summer? What are your thoughts on those topics?
I'm certainly with you there. I hope the bounce back comes, and it couldn't come quicker. Obviously, we are tied to oil and gas, not so much on the upstream side of the drilling component, but more the midstream and downstream. But it certainly has an impact on our business going forward because obviously we need people driving and going off and going to work. We probably have 50% of our staff stays at home and they're not driving. We see the same thing at refining chemical plants as well with social distancing. Not a lot of people at work. They're trying to do a lot of the work through few people, small projects, small maintenance. A majority of our business, or certainly big peaks of it, is MRO and turnarounds. But with social distancing, that has been limited. Certainly, either scale back on a smaller basis of what was going to happen or postpone and even just terminate it for periods of time or delay till next year. So the biggest thing that could help us improve is to get people back into the office and working and driving and using their cars. Obviously, at the same end as the economy tends to go, hopefully summer vacations happen, people drive places, drives up the use of gasoline, which in turn is reflect on the oil prices. As more gasoline used, you will need more oil. So we feel once people are able to get back to somewhat of a normal life, whatever this normal life is now, the new life, that it will increase the demand for gasoline and as a factor of that oil.
Sure. And again, we've seen some developments this week. It's not just the lifting of stay-at-home orders, which I know is controversial depending on what state you're in, the exact terms. But beyond that, we've seen some positive developments on the treatment front. So hopefully these are things that, while they're not going to promote life as it was prior to COVID-19, at least not until there's a vaccine in all likelihood, you are seeing some developments, perhaps seasonality becoming a factor as well as we head into the summer, that might promote at least something of a return to usual patterns, at least above what we've had over the past month, which is obviously the leading factor in what's going on with oil prices just cratering. And as you mentioned, even though you're not really exposed to upstream, there's a trickle-down effect because of the economics that the downstream plants had put in place when they were putting together their business plan. And with oil prices at this point, they're not exactly meshing with the models that they had going into 2020. Beyond the oil and gas industry, Jerry, I know something that I've heard a lot from this ongoing interview series at NACE International. We've got this, our MP interview series. We've also got our Coatings Pro interview series, in which we're talking to industry experts about how to move forward in the era of COVID-19. And a theme that I've heard a lot going through all of it is exposure beyond oil and gas. Certainly, they're a big part of most people's clients in this industry, or I don't know if most is fair, but definitely a lot. They're a popular end user, but there's other ways that you can diversify your client base. Is that something that you all are doing at Flexitallic, and what are you focused on outside of oil and gas when it comes to your end users these days?
Yeah, actually, that's one of our big pushes for 2020 at the beginning of the year is to just look outside of our normal realm of where we do our day-to-day business. Obviously, the oil and gas midstream downstream is our comfort zone, but I certainly say we do a lot in pharmaceutical, we do mining, we do power, whether it's fossil fuel or nuclear. We're starting to look into aerospace. We're looking at different applications in chemical processing, where we haven't really been a big player before, but trying to diversify our product line and looking for new opportunities to be able to grow, not just in that high pressure, high temperature area, but look for other areas as well. Taking the expertise that we know on how to seal between two flanges, valves, fittings, things like that, and taking that expertise and using it in different materials to help other end users.
I'm guessing that that's something that would also probably be a little bit easier if we get back to a place that we can physically meet with other people. Because when you lay out that plan, it makes a lot of sense on paper. But in terms of the actual implementation of bringing in new industries, new potential clients, I'm guessing that's a little bit harder to do over the phone, by video, whatever it may be, especially when you're trying to introduce them to your product line, especially if it's new products like we were discussing earlier. But is that something where to do that, you're hoping for some return to normalcy over the next few weeks that maybe you can do things not just in the digital realm, but in the physical realm as well?
Yes, no doubt. It certainly helps being physically face to face to be able to talk to people. But relationships are a big part of our business. Flexitallic is a name that people can trust. So it opens a lot of doors for us. So even though it's not a spiral wound gasket, if we say we come out with a PTFE product, like our Sigma-based product that we use in the petrochemical area, not something we weren't known for, but people trust that brand name of Flexitallic. And they know we're experts in the sealing industry. So it gives us an easier step in to be able to do it. They trust the brand. They know whatever we're going to put out is going to be a high quality, high technical product that they can use and help them in those situations. But it certainly helps to be able to touch and feel, as we were talking earlier, about the new products that we have with isolation gaskets. But I would say we do have some traction, even on virtual meetings and training sessions that people are still open for.
Okay.
Obviously, we're trying to do more with less. People are with people not being at the site. If you can get something that lasts longer, stronger, I think people are very open to that now.
I'm Ben Dubose, staff writer with NACE Publications. We're wrapping up today with Jerry Lastavica, CEO at Flexitallic. It's really good to hear that your virtual meetings are starting to get some traction. I think it certainly helps that these days it's not like there's really an alternative or there hasn't been for the past 6 weeks or so. It's just a new way of life, and we all have to sink or swim. And that's prompting a lot of companies around the industry to embrace it. And so I think it's great to hear that clients that aren't necessarily in our industry, but certainly they touch on it, they're end users, that they're adopting those modes of communication and just a new way of doing business as well. Jerry, any closing thoughts, words of advice for our industry as we move forward? I feel like we're sort of in a weird time now in which it's probably too optimistic to say that the worst is over, because certainly there's a lot of carnage that is still going on every day, and it's certainly not business as usual. But we are, at least in Texas, it seems like we're moving to a new phase or beginning to. As we enter May, what are you thinking from a business perspective? And do you have any words of advice for other people around the industry that may be in your shoes and wondering what happens over the next few weeks?
I think keep fighting the good fight. I think you have to be diligent and still maintain your focus and go forward there. Obviously, we have a great name at Flexitallic, but that's back behind our people. I feel our most important asset at Flexitallic is our staff. They're real can-do people that don't get down on themselves. We try to figure out new things. We're working outside the box. we're going to have to, I think this will be the new new. I don't think it'll go back to the same old way it used to be. Some of this will be hybrid, and this is just how we'll have to behave going forward. So challenge your people, challenge the industry, challenge our customers to be able to think outside the box and do things differently and still get those solutions done. Most importantly, I think you have to be optimistic. I don't want to think doom and gloom. I think we're going to come back, and I think we're going to come back stronger as a nation and even in our company. So I look forward to the new challenges and see where it brings us.
That's great to hear. Folks, he is Jerry Lastavica, CEO of Flexitalic. You can find out more about those guys at flexitalic.com. Jerry, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Excellent insight there from Jerry Lastavica, CEO of Flexitalic, and that's where we will bring this episode to a close. Again, my name is Ben Dubose, staff writer with NACE Publications. If you want more news and insight from us before our next podcast in this ongoing series, the best place to get it is online. NACE International's website is www.nace.org, and the Materials Performance website is materialsperformance.com. Materials Performance, of course, is MP Magazine. That's the official membership magazine of NACE, and it's the MP interview series that is continuing to bring you guests on this ongoing COVID-19 series, doing something similar at Coatings Pro Magazine as well, where we talk to a lot of people in the corrosion control industry, protective coatings, when we're discussing Coatings Pro and what the outlook is moving forward as we try and navigate through a very odd time in not just this industry's history, but as Jerry said, really American history. And the best thing that we can do is try and remain optimistic and adapt to these new ways of life as best we can. And certainly it sounds like Flexitalic is at the forefront of that, not just with their traditional business, but I think what they're doing with the city of Houston and the laboratories, the barrier control that they're assisting with, that's a really, really positive thing that a lot of companies, I've been so impressed by how this industry has responded. We had a guest a week or so ago from Epoxy Tech who's repurposed one of their facilities out in Florida to produce hand sanitizer. And we're seeing those types of storylines. I know 3M, Honeywell, they're doing some things for companies that are directly in this industry, for suppliers to this industry. You're seeing so many businesses find ways to not just stay active themselves in business. That's great to hear for someone in the corrosion business, but beyond that, find ways for this industry to contribute to the broader mission, which of course is trying to help the United States and the world get through this COVID-19 crisis as best we can. So with that, that's where we will bring this episode to a close. Thanks as always for listening to another NACE International podcast, and please stay tuned for more episodes in the days ahead.